Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, do I need to backtest with the broker's data or the same broker's data that I'm going to trade my live account with?
Yeah, I'm probably a little bit lax on this. I understand why people want to do this. The only real reason I think you would do this, like you're trading a system that's kind of either really low time frame or sort of spread dependent or whatever. Like there are some systems that will only trade if the spread is a certain width or whatever. So like, yeah, if that's the case, if you're trading lower time frames, and when I say lower, I mean like, you know, under 4 hours, or you're trading a system where it's like it will only buy if the spread is less than 5 pips, and it's kind of like a scalping sort of thing. A lot of people do that sort of stuff with like robot, like automated systems. So yeah, that totally makes sense to me. I think we're a little bit too concerned about that as traders, especially if you're trading like the daily charts or the 4 hour charts or the 12 hour charts. I don't really see why you would need to have your broker's data. I just don't. Unless, like I said, unless of course your system is wholly dependent on the spread or lower time frames, and you kind of want to see how the market behaves, especially in those illiquid periods. Sometimes if your broker's a market maker, it'll widen up a bit, like during the interbank market and things like that. So that makes total sense to me. But if you're sitting here trading, you know, kangaroo tails on the daily chart, I am a big fan of really kind of finding charts that you like, even if they aren't your broker's charts, and using those. And I know that seems weird to some people, but it always seemed weird to me that people felt like they had to trade their broker's, you know, they had to use their broker's data. And I mean, it makes sense. Like if the high on the candle on your broker differs from the high on the chart that you're using, and that's where you base your stop placement or whatever, that makes a lot of sense. I think for most of the time, if you're just trading higher time frames like I do and a lot of my friends do, I don't really see the issue with using other data. But that's just my opinion. I can see where people would feel like it's really critical, you know? But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it's really a timing issue, right? You're just the formation of something like a kangaroo tail is just a matter of timing.
Yeah, and exactly right. And so like you can look at it a whole different ways. Like you can, like a kangaroo tail on the 2 day chart is a candle up and a candle down, maybe even like a big shadow on the daily chart. Like, you know, I just saw that last week. You know, these are the sorts of things. And so a big shadow on one broker's 4 hour chart might just be like a bearish candle on another broker's chart, not quite a big shadow. So all these sorts of things come into play. Absolutely. You just have to decide. I think you can go a little bit crazy with this, I guess is what I'm saying. Like you can get, yeah. You know, like it's kind of like, you know, people ask me all the time, like one of the biggest questions, which broker should I use? Like which closing time should I use? And the answer is always the same. Like for me, it depends on what you want. Like for me, I want in the morning for me to see the new candle, the new daily candle as soon as possible. So that means that I trade the 5 p.m. close charts, New York time close charts. If I were to trade the midnight GMT charts, it just means that my closing, you know, the new daily candle will pop up 2 hours later for me in the morning, and I don't like that. I like to see them as soon as possible. So, and the other thing I don't like about those midnight GMT charts is that there's a little 2 hour Sunday candle, so it's like a quote daily candle, but it's only 2 hours long, and that's a little bit weird to me too, that you have to ignore those, you know, on your chart. So yeah, so for me it's just use what you like. Our friend Dennis, he uses both. So he has like this indicator that he posted in the forum that was kind of cool, where it kind of switches back and forth between 5 p.m. New York close and midnight GMT close. You can kind of see what the candles look like in both instances. And, you know, I think that makes a lot of sense if you're looking for more trades, which, you know, a lot of traders are when they're trading these higher time frames. But yeah, I don't think it really matters when you're on the higher time frames, but that's just me. Yep.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I would agree too. All right, thanks, Walter.
Thank you.